Atnucha, posture, relaxed, steady, but full of energy and life. This sense of taking our place in the world, what in Zen they call the one seat, sitting steady in our place. It's physical, it's psychological, it's spiritual. And from there, it's very easy to go into refuge, to feel mechase, we are held. By something that is bigger than us. Something inside and outside, it's bigger than us. But it also feels good. Refuge feels good. It's like coming home. We meet our life and settle into it right now. And we can have just a sense of presence at the beginning of meditation. It doesn't need focus on any one object. We can feel presence. We are here. We are aware. There is the world around, the sounds of the birds. There is the earth underneath us. There is the air and the space around. There is the world within, inside, our bodily life. And it's all one sense of being, sense of havaya, being, present, presence, nochochut. It doesn't need us to do anything or change anything. And there's nothing missing. Lo chaser shum davar. And then, but often kal, the klilut, with lightness, we, if shal livchor, we choose the body. And we can decide where and what in the body. It can be just, there is a body. Chaye gufani, generally, or somewhere specific that is inviting attention. We let go into the experience of bodily life. Just surrender. If it's the weight of the body on the ground, go with gravity. Koach Meshicha, Moshech Otanu Lamata, Adama, Moshech Otanu. The Tunua Shal Ahava, Chibur. Explore non-resistance, e hitnagdut, hitmasrut. Maybe the whole body. Trushot, the sensations flowing through the body. They're not one thing and they're not fixed. Changing, flowing, energy. Zrima. In the back, in the legs, in the arms and the hands. Sensations everywhere, including touch. Kamo yadayim. Like the hands, the fingers, or the lips, or the touch of the clothes on the body. It all brings us close and intimate with the flow of life. And our heart is also open to this experience of our lived being. Appreciation of this life, this precious life that we experience now. Kindness. We are for it. We are with it. We are in it. And we can explore the breathing if we wish. This breath and the shifa, we're breathing in the world, we're breathing out into the world. Appreciate this breath right now. It's something amazing and beautiful. And unique. This breath now has never happened before. And it's gone. Whether it's the breath or the body sensations, go under the surface, tachat hapnei ha-shetach. Resolutia yoter gvoah. Where is the subtle breathing in the whole body? Feel the awareness, mudaut, with the breath, together, in the body. The breath is known by awareness. The awareness is there with the breathing. No boundaries. The breath is moving, changing, releasing. And the mind may be telling its stories, its images, its words, its messages. relate to the mind like the sensations in the body. It's sensations in the mind, the aliveness of the mind. Again, no need to be resistant, to try and close it, shut it. Let the mind be the mind. And we can take a moment to look at the mind. It's just a sense of knowing the thought as it passes by like clouds in the sky. Holding thought with kind awareness. It's not thinking about thought, that's another thought. It's just watching thought pass by with kind awareness, just like we're watching birds passing by, the clouds passing by. Water in the stream, when we're sitting on the side of the stream, of the river. And the aspect of kindness and appreciation to the mind is just a sense that the mind is doing what it knows and what it can. And it has its place. And we can more or less say thank you to the mind and move back into the body. If we notice pleasant or unpleasant, we move towards it with kind, interested awareness. I'm listening. I hear you. I'm with you. We let our kind attention enter even difficult places, it heals them, it holds them, it connects us. And these places have messages for us. Insights may arise naturally. You don't need to hunt for them. They may not be in the form of thinking, just in the form of understanding. Like the sense of being a free being, watching experience arise and pass by. A free being watching experience arise and pass. There may be other voices, emotion, feeling. We can turn to them and hold them too with kindness, non-resistance, no friction, li, chikuch. Just allowing the heart to express itself, its changing language, its changing voices, the music that the heart is singing right now. We listen, we are there. Can be feelings of tiredness or resistance or sadness or joy or ease or interest. It doesn't matter. Give it space. Give it care. Give it appreciation. And hold the experience as it flows and passes. So time for walking and two groups. And I want to encourage that the walking is not different from what we've been doing right now. So Loachir is just in movement. We're still encouraging a sense of a pure, aware witness, our pure, unlimited consciousness, which knows experience. And we keep encouraging that place as we practice day after day, encouraging. Take it seriously. It's our primal, it's a mod atik, it's our primal awareness that knows what's going on all the time. Instead of being caught in experience, we are holding experience with a place that's pure and infinite. Okay.